Hey, guys.
Hey.
Hey, thanks for tuning in.
Howdy do.
If I'm louder, I'm right. I'm Jeffrey Berner.
And I'm... Wait, who am I? Here?
Jeffrey Berner, damn it.
Jimmy Calloway.
Jeffrey Berner.
Jimmy Calloway.
Jeffrey Berner.
Jeffrey
son of a bitch.
So easy.
What we do on this show...
Jimmy Calloway.
We do Jimmy Calloway.
Oh, yeah.
In every style imaginable.
Yes, please.
Animal.
Mm-hmm.
From the Muppets.
Mm-hmm.
And In-N-Out.
Mm-hmm.
And In-N-Out.
Mm-hmm.
And In-N-Out.
And vegetable.
What?
Animal. Vegetable. Mineral.
So what we do on this show is we debate the real issues.
The mineral issues.
The seltzer water issues.
The sparkling water issues.
The, what's it called, Perrier? Perrier issues.
I've never heard of Perrier.
This is slower than our usual word association. Anyway, with us now is our new...
The Evian
Wait,
issues.
Sorry, not... with us is our recurrent permanent moderator, who you may remember from last week.
Wait, Jeffrey, isn't this a first in the storied history of If I'm Louder, I'm Right?
That we've had the same moderator,
the same moderator 2 weeks in a row?
This is true, I think. Yeah, I don't think we pulled that off. Now,
we need to write
it hadn't
this down.
Occurred to me. It had not occurred to me. But I think you're right.
I think I might
I
be for
right.
once in my
I
life.
I think you're right! Yeah. So with us, I just picked him up fresh from the train station in Guanajuato.
Uh-huh.
Everyone, please.
Where is that again?
Mexico. Guanajuato, uh-huh. Mexico.
Yes.
Picked him up from the train station himself. Russell Brock, everyone.
Hey!
Russell Brock. Hey, Russell, what's going on? Hey, Russell Brock. Russell?
Excuse me.
Wait a minute.
Wait a second.
I recognize those dulcet tones. That's
not
Russell
slightly
Brock.
Off from Russell. Wait a minute. Are you not Russell Brock?
I'm not even allowed to go to Mexico.
And how did
that explains why I picked you up, but there
yeah.
And took you here to our recording space in Canada.
Probably just got my parole and probation violated.
Oh, that's not good news.
Well, I think two wrongs make a right in this case.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
That's true.
Fuck it, let's run.
Yeah, fuck it. That's what I said.
That's actually the national slogan of Canada.
That is.
It's fuck it.
Yeah.
Yes.
That's how they stay out of wars.
Fuck it
exactly.
In the hay.
Exactly.
Anyway.
Take off.
So you're just... Who are you if you are not Russell Brock?
Why, Jeffrey, don't you recognize this gentleman? This is, of course, Will F. You Pay Me. Yay!
Wait, I was saying F you pay me or fuck you pay me?
Yeah, is it F you or fuck you pay me?
Whichever one is more appropriate.
I like the Goodfellas connotation of fuck you pay me. I mean, I understand that F you pay me is already there.
Yeah.
But yeah.
Well, right. In that case, everyone please welcome Mr. William Fuck You Pay Me.
Hey!
Named after classic American novelist William Fuck You Pay Me.
Right, yeah. Yeah. As I Lay Fucking Dying, one of my favorites.
As I Lay Fucking Dying.
A Race at Dawn. A Race at Dawn, classic.
Yeah.
I used to tell people that I was my dad.
And they, yeah?
Because they come up to me and say stupid shit like, hey, do you know you got the same last name as an author? Yeah, that's my dad. Want to say stupid shit to me, I say stupid shit back. So who going to say some stupid shit first tonight?
Oh, I think we're already way ahead of you.
Who's first? Classic author William Faulkner was your dad?
Yeah.
There you go.
Basically.
Well, he's no Russell Brock.
I look just like him.
You do.
You do look just like Russell Brock.
Hence the confusion.
Yeah.
Professional tanner.
I just figured as a tan back from Mexico.
Professional.
Right, yeah, Mexico. He was down in the, yeah.
Spent some time in the hot sun.
Mm-hmm.
Inside the actual sun.
In the hot sun. Yeah.
Which will do that, yeah.
It will darken you up a bit.
Bronzed in the gold from the core of it.
It looks great. You
look
great.
Yeah.
Thanks.
You're welcome.
I teach a class on this shit at Wind and Sea in La Jolla during the summer. Come check me out.
So, Will, as long as you're here, would you mind
moderating?
Yeah,
you want to moderate this here podcast?
If you got nowhere to be.
Yeah.
I'll do this shit.
Okay.
Somebody's going to have to get me high, though, because this shit right here.
Oh, that's, I think that's your department mostly, Jeffrey. You're certainly the one. You're the connection.
Right, on, don't, right. I'm the hookup.
Don't play the...
I'm the hook.
Give me the Babe in the Woods routine.
I'm the hook. Mm-hmm. You do I'm
look,
the hook.
You do look like I'm you could have been on 21 Jump Street.
I get that a lot.
That the people think you're a cop or that you look young. Yeah.
You look young. You do have a sense of duty and patriotism. The likes of which is not reflected in your generation, generally.
This is true.
So why don't you make with the weed there?
Oh, right.
I got the craziest sense of deja vu right now.
Really?
It was really weird.
Was it worth stating right now?
I don't appreciate you fantasizing about us. And
fair enough.
Wait until fair right enough. Now to tell everybody.
No, you know what? You're right. I've overstepped my bounds. Okay. And, I apologize.
Let me just get out my drugs here.
Yep. Oh, there they are.
Here's all my drugs. Okay, I got my your indicas. Here's a sativa. Here's a hybrid.
Mm-hmm.
And here's some heroin. Now, are you into the heroin weed, otherwise known as heroin?
It's not for everybody, but I think you'll find that the finishing, it's got a nice aftertaste.
Opiate kind of thing, yeah.
I like sleep, just not in mid-conversation, you know what I mean? I don't want people to take advantage of me while I'm asleep.
Right. Yeah, you're low with this one here. The listeners can see me pointing my thumb to Jeffrey, I'm sure. You want to be careful.
Well, I mean, you know, you might wake up dressed as a banana on top of the Empire State Building.
Hey, we got issues.
That's how I take advantage of people.
Some
I dress them
here.
As fruits and put
Will
them on
Will is
top
really
of the
raring
buildings.
To get to these topics, even before the opening bit.
Oh, even before the opening bit, otherwise known as our organic conversation.
Yes, and a bit inside of therein.
I just really want to know what you guys think about this stuff.
No, that's fair.
Oh,
I don't blame you for that. We're going to go, first we're going
to
do
millions
this.
Of Mike Ula tune in every week to find out what we think about these things.
Just Mike Ula.
Millions of Mike
but millions Ula. Millions
of, yeah, millions of Mike Ula.
Yeah. Oh, the call center. They like us, though.
Oh, they love us.
Because we mentioned the call center. Hey, big ups to the call center.
What is the
call
center?
Shout out to call center.
That's where Mike works. And they listen to this.
Oh.
All of them? That's where Mike works. And other people put in earplugs.
All the Ulas?
Every single Ula.
Yeah, it's a big Ula factory.
Big Ula family. Yeah. They actually manufacture Ulas there.
Well, it's in a circular thing, so it's more of an Ula oop.
Oh, God damn it. God damn it.
How did that get in here? Did you guys hear that?
Did you say that in all caps?
I did.
Body language.
This tie is really going to my head.
Yeah, take that tie off of your head.
See my tie.
See what you do when you start drinking. You start putting ties on your head.
I'm just going to start the opening then.
Oh, okay. Wait. Should we?
No. Let's just do it.
Okay. Hey, Jimmy. As long as we're in regular conversation. Well,
so Jeffrey,
whoa.
The other day, I went to the eye doctor.
Ooh, Jimmy, I believe what you mean to say is I went to work as a doctor.
No, but eye doctor.
I know you are, Jimmy, but I can't imagine your patients enjoy when you talk like a caveman.
Oh, I know, care. I go to university where I student, so now I doctor.
But also, Jimmy, I think maybe hitting your patients over the head with a club is not the best form of anesthesia.
I don't know what that word means.
Also, I don't think you should operate on your patients in a cave while fending off saber-toothed tigers.
Hey, I know tell you how you do you job.
Well, that's fine, since I have a perfectly fine job as an Australopithecus.
Well, at least I have greater my cranial capacity.
Why must you always degrade me due to my lacking level of intelligence?
I'm sorry. It just... I feel I threaten sometimes, and I lash out.
You're forgiven. You far more evolved being.
Us good. We should now us debate.
Us? Yes. Now.
Who writes this copy? It's fucking garbage.
Yeah, I know.
Mr. Faulkner.
So basically, I feel like you guys got high without me, because only high people would say the shit you just said. But I'm going to let that shit slide onto the issues.
Right, so he's tough but fair.
Very.
Yeah.
A recent survey found that the professional Russian roulette player has one of the highest suicide rates of any profession. Different groups of people who apparently care about this thing are demanding that professional Russian roulette players receive more medical attention and protective headgear. Should this be investigated further, or is this just another example of DD Media blowing things out of proportion. Even DD Mal, or than they usually do. What the fuck?
No, that was perfect. That was a great read.
I hope so.
It was. Yes,
sir.
So yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
Okay. So my first thing to say about this.
Yes.
And now that I got that first thing out of the way,
Jeffrey, this is just another example of the media blowing out of proportion. This and all kinds of suicidal sports. They did the same thing about the cordless bungee jump a few years ago, or the cell phone jump, if you will. Freestyle skydiving, they came down on that. And the teen tradition of chicken, you know, where two young guys in souped-up cars, they go to KFC. That's running a risk there. So I don't see, this is just another example.
DD, no, Jimmy. Now look, or is it DD? Someone I talked to earlier who may be helping us record this, maybe said DD. Anyway.
Oh, were you in Saigon earlier?
What?
Were you in Saigon earlier?
I was.
Oh.
Fun time.
It's a nice time of year. Right at the beginning of the rainy season, it's beautiful.
Camboy, it was.
All right, louse off this, will you?
That was a lousy joke.
Fair enough.
Ho Chi Minh.
I knew you were doing it.
Anyway.
Yes.
Good night, Vietnam. Anyway, there's Jimmy. It's undeniable. There's a suspicious correlation between being dead and being shot in the head and shooting yourself in the head with a gun. Now, I think it's obvious what's happening here. Being shot in the head causes depression. You know, Jimmy, it's a serious issue. I've shot myself in the head a good many times, and it gets upsetting. And recently, my addiction to shooting myself in the head got so bad that I wrote a suicide note and I shot myself in the head. And after that, I felt even worse, so I thought about shooting myself in the head. And, you know, that's just one of a million examples of me shooting myself
in the
head.
Jeffrey, this example of yours is preposterous. I myself have shot you in the head several times, and it has not brought me anything but the utmost of pleasure. It's not depressing in the slightest. Now, if you and your...
That is not the John Wilkes truth. Okay? Okay?
Look, if you don't lay off, I'm going to finally exit out of here.
Is this white on white crime? Because I've never seen this shit in person. This shit is kind of interesting. Go ahead.
We're happy to have you here. Yeah. It feels better having Will here to see this.
It does.
Yeah.
It does.
I just, in general, I feel better. And Bobby, who's also not very white as we are.
This is true. If you don't know him, look up Robert Timothy, and then you'll be all like, oh, that guy is so not white.
The most urban man in San Diego.
Which they call him that because he shops at Urban Outfitters.
And because he is a center where people live.
That too. His children, not as many people live there. They're suburban. Also, people drive them.
This joke is beneath us. Oh, I'm the one who gets...
You know what they call sperm? Rural.
I'm not high-fiving.
Okay, fair enough.
Dick now or ninja. Ever.
Dick ninja.
I do use dick food. Anyway. Now, Jimmy, I spent some time in the gun-smoky Russian casinos.
Mm-hmm.
You know where these elderly women, Russian women, they shoot themselves and they smoke and they got these gun smokers' cobs. Real bad throats from getting shot in the head. Now, and there's other awful games at these Russian casinos, like Russian blackjack, where they hit the loser over the head with a tire jack. Or Russian poker, where they hit the loser over the head with a fireplace poker. Or Russian slots, where they also murder you for some reason. Or Russian craps, where the loser is whoever craps themselves first and is then shot. Or Russian dice, where the dice are grenades and everyone dies. Everyone in a Russian casino, my point here, everyone in a Russian casino is under by about 6 feet. Okay? Or Russian patty cake, where the Russians will...
Jeffrey, all this focus on these Russian games, and no one is talking about the other forms of roulette, like American roulette, where every chamber is loaded with a bullet, and that way everyone gets an equal chance. Democracy. Or, what about Chinese roulette, where only the youngest daughters can play? Nobody's talking about these versions at all.
Well, this
it's
is
almost
true.
As though someone didn't write enough tags for this part.
Almost as if.
Almost as if.
Almost
as I
if.
Have a piece of incontrovertible evidence in my right hand, which...
All right, let's go on to the next subject, because I don't know what the fuck is going on anymore, man. Like,
no, you're doing a bang-up job, Will. This is going very well.
No, Russell, you're doing fine.
Yeah. I feel like I should have stick to football. That's how I feel right now. I should have really stayed playing football.
No, we're going to play some flag football after this.
Yeah.
This is just the warm-up.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. We're going to throw flags.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of penalties.
Yeah. It's kind of like, it's almost like a javelin. Do you know what I mean?
Nah, you could get your eye put out like that.
Oh, man. You know what? I never thought. Maybe some sort of goggles would be.
No more javelins. From now on, nothing but spears.
Safety issues.
Spears and arrows. Man.
Safety issues. You guys know I'm running for mayor, right?
Oh, absolutely. I did. We do.
Yes.
Yeah, I lost because this motherfucker.
Which one?
Yeah. Stole a whole bunch of my votes. People were confused about the spelling.
It was like like a hanging Chad sort of a situation.
Pretty much he did me like the Pilgrims did the Indians. Like, come in, fuck up my shit, take over.
Basically. And then they give you bed bugs, apparently. Yeah.
And then tell me happy Thanksgiving.
You know my issue with the other candidate, Faulkner, was how he kept flip-flopping. He kept flip-flopping between first-person narration.
Sometimes it was a tale told by an idiot, yeah.
Yeah, sometimes it was a guy who he thought was the most sane narrator, then he turns out to be crazy.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then he just cashes in on the narration.
Yet somehow he was able to beat out Will Fuck You Pay Me for the sainted office of Mayor of San Diego. I don't know what this country is coming to.
It's bullshit. Oh, it's all political.
Politics are just completely political.
It's all political.
So political. I hate how political politics are.
Have you noticed
how
local politics are so political? And they all take place around here.
It's true.
Locally.
Yeah. Wait, what?
Have you guys ever did Sherm? I feel like Sherm has been introduced into this broadcast. Nobody told me.
I said, hi, Sherm. How are you?
Sure, it's PCP lace marijuana. Man.
Yeah, that's what I was talking about.
I'm not trying to educate nobody to do this shit or nothing.
No.
I'm not an advocate.
No.
But I feel like you guys are. I'll just.
Oh, absolutely.
Oh, yeah.
Hands down.
Yeah. I could see you guys being so sure of head.
That's why we were late getting here.
No,
that's
we were late because he almost got us kidnapped by an Asian lady.
That's true. I did do that.
Jimmy, what have I told you about almost getting kidnapped by an Asian
But
lady?
She didn't know what she was doing. She put herself in the trunk and we're standing there.
Weird.
Yeah, I was like...
Asians, terrible kidnappers.
Yeah, I was
anything
like...
Anything around a car, just
I
bad.
Was like, you'll never get ransomed like this.
It was as though we got Shanghai'd.
She didn't even love us a long time.
Was I not supposed to say that?
Yeah, that's good.
She didn't even love us a long time or nothing.
She was, you know what?
I got girlfriend in Vietnam.
She was kind of horny. She was kind of horny.
Me,
kind of horny. She liked you for a little bit.
A little bit, not a long time.
Yeah.
Not loved me or for a long period.
Hey, have you listened to my one man rap group? One pre-recorded group.
That sounds like some bullshit.
What? Are you doubting the existence of one pre-recorded group?
Nah.
They're the best.
That's the worst name ever. You might as well be Waka Flocka. anyway, next issue.
Oh, yeah, we have another issue.
Yeah,
Wait, what do we do on this show?
We debate the real issues.
Smoke Sherm
and then
for
we
the broadcast.
Sherm.
Last night in
that second, right?
Sherm sticks.
Sherm, you are.
Last night in the House of Representatives TV special, Political Rumble 14, Minority Leader Nancy Pelosi. How the fuck is she the minority leader? Is she even a fucking minority? Because I've seen this bitch before and I want to know, like, as a minority, I should have had some kind of better vote.
I completely agree.
To her being our leader.
I don't agree that you were a minority, because especially in this room, you are clearly the majority.
I appreciate that. You're welcome. I appreciate you guys recognizing that. Man.
You're absolutely welcome.
I've been waiting a long time.
Well, I do fear for my life, so there's that.
Man, well, I'm all right.
Thank you for allaying my worries.
You are not minor. I'm listening to you, and there's no way that you are flatting the third.
No. No.
Flatting.
No, you're way too
flatting
your third. For that.
Yeah. No,
yeah. No.
Tenor.
You're major.
You are a baritone.
Perhaps even sus 4/7.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I wonder how many people have
no idea. I think the music jokes have diminished.
I wonder how many people have no idea what the fuck you're talking about.
I would say at least three of them are in this room.
At least three or four. Or five.
Well, that's why we
have the minority.
Jimmy, you are
leader.
Dressed for sus 4/6. Anyway.
Anyway.
Yeah.
The bitch Nancy Pelosi, who obviously is my leader or some shit, passed a bill giving the Democrats a win. Meanwhile, I think that's supposed to say the Speaker of the House wasn't looking. Barack Obama rode in on a... Hey, that's not even how you spell that. Like, come on, man.
It is a homophone, but it's clearly not the right...
Rode in on the motorcycle and knocked Majority Leader Eric Cantor unconscious with the chair. Was this a fair win after the Republicans cheated last year to win the extremely rules... Bra and panties, NAFTA budget brawl, super slam.
Well, I'm glad you asked. I'm glad this topic came up.
Mm.
This is very near and dear to my heart.
Mm-hmm.
It is a deer, and it is near my heart. It is an actual deer.
You should
I hit it with my car.
The cardiologist.
I saw Tom Jones do some shit like that once.
The Tom Jones? You saw him live in a concert?
Ain't that unusual?
Wait. Tom Green. Tom Green, not Tom Jones.
You know, I get those two mixed up all the
Wait,
time.
Wait, no, Al Green.
Al
Green.
Al Green is black. Don't talk about
Al Black.
Al Green.
Al Black.
People kick our ass talking about Al Green.
What?
That man's, he sung gospel songs. You can't, like, you ever see the Apollo? You ever watch that shit?
Oh, of course.
Every day.
Liars. But listen, people never get booed singing gospel songs.
That's,
Maybe we have an angle for...
When we play the Apollo next week, we should remember
we
that.
We should sing some gospel songs at the Apollo.
It's almost like a Blues Brothers thing where you have
next time we're performing from that guy from the Rocky movies, we should make sure to sing some gospel.
Oh, you mean fellow Aztec Carl Weathers?
You would bring that up right now. You're very proud of that, aren't you?
San Diego State?
Fuck yeah.
Yeah?
Yeah.
And then he goes on to get his ass kicked in movies by a small Italian man.
Exactly. Go I ahead. Like the irony. I like it. Wait a minute. Let me get something straight. Al Green is black?
Yeah.
What?
I had no... Okay. I did not know.
The last name is deceptive.
It really is?
Yeah.
I thought,
strange they have a city in Wisconsin named after him. Al Green Bay.
I'm really envious of Al Green right now.
People from
Green. Yo, now I'm the one. Now you give me a fucking look.
Anyway, back to this topic. Which did contain a lot of spelling errors. Thankfully, it was also written down in the topic description, corrections for said spelling errors. So that's always good. You know?
Further to that, Jeffrey. Look, if Mike Huckabee, these Republicans with their cheating, if Mike Huckabee is really going to take a serious run at the belt in 2016, it's this sort of flagrant rule violations that will not stand. I mean, even Ronald the Reagan won the hearts and minds of the country, even if, because mostly he'd suffered a lot of severe head injuries from the turnbuckle.
Look, Jimmy.
I'm looking.
I'll tell you something, Jimmy. The last matchup, it was top build. Top build. The world was schoolhouse rocked by the match. You know, but what I say is why can't we go back to the old days of fighting when we just have a...
I'm emphasizing.
Well, either way, thanks for saying it out loud and asking whilst recording. Very smart. Anyway, it was, I miss the old days of the politics when we would just have a donkey and an elephant fight each other, which is, of course, where those symbols come from, similar to how in the stock market they just have a bull and a bear fight each other.
Of course.
Yes. And I miss those days, you know? And I'll tell you something else, which I will begin telling you at this precise moment, and I'm going to start telling you that...
Further to that, Jeffrey, during the 2008 election, I'm sure you'll recall, when Jimmy the Mouth of the South Hart distracted the referee, and then Prop 8 was passed in California. You remember that? That neat little trick that the Republicans played. So I don't see why the Democrats couldn't also play by the same dirty pool. And even though Congressman Goldust tried to get that reversed...
What was Prop 8 about again?
Oh, that was the whole gay marriage thing. I'm sure that's an issue near dear to your heart. What's that, William?
Kobe's original number was number 8. And he stole a girl's asshole in Colorado. I'm just saying, the conspiracy theories are out there.
So then that's why they legalized marijuana in Colorado, because of that?
Kobe took an asshole out there, man. Mm-hmm. And then he changed his number.
Right.
Before he did that, he was a fucking spokesman for Nutella.
Uh-huh.
If you take it the number 8... and you turn it sideways, mm-hmm. it's infinity. Mm. And I would like to be having butt sex for all of time. What's your game, Kobe?
You're a dick ninja. Just putting that out there.
That's all right.
Yeah, that's where it needs to be.
Sure I can. Anyway, look, you know, I think that the whole political... As you remember, we did invade the Middle East to win championship gold.
Wait, the middle what?
It was blood for championship gold.
Oh, okay.
It was a big...
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Yeah?
Yes.
Okay. Now look, Baraka the Rocka Obama,
mm-hmm.
despite what Baraka is cooking... Wasn't that a... That's a Mortal Kombat character. Anyway, he's going to need his own universal health care after the whooping he's going to be getting from the Bush Bros.
Mm-hmm.
The Bush Bros.
You mean the Bushwhackers?
Sure, that would have been better.
Luke and the other one?
He's going to get DDT'd, by which I, of course, mean he will be poisoned. Okay? Now, Jimmy, I'm sure you can remember when something happened.
Uh-huh.
And a guy was just talking... and waiting to get interrupted, and he was just sort of just rambling on and on and on.
Jeffrey, as if you have a kind of mania when it comes to this topic. I can't figure out exactly what kind of a mania it is, but it's definitely in your house.
What's on his shirt?
Which one?
Oh, this is two men fucking each other. Anyway.
Yeah.
I always wear shirts.
Right? With See, your suspicions have bore out.
What's your game, Kobe? What is your game? Anyway, about wrestle depression. Now.
You have a wrestling shirt on?
Yeah, it is what this is. But for comedy's sake, it's two men fucking. Anyway. What's your game, Kobe? What is your game?
We don't do anything unless it's for comedy's sake on this podcast. I don't know if you picked up on that yet.
So he has a two-man fucking shirt on.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Look, I've been having some issues and arguments with Kobe Bryant. We've been having some Kobe beef, and hopefully it clears up.
You might want to watch arguing with him. He snitched on Shaq.
No, that's right. Better watch out.
Look, man. Go Heat. Next topic. You guys ready for the next
not
topic?
Quite, not quite. We're not almost quite. There.
You yeah. sure?
Yeah.
Because I'm going to make up a new argument at the end of this.
Right. Well, I got a little bit more. Okay. Now, as we can all remember,
that's a moderator.
When at the Geneva Convention, Nikita the Crusher Khrushchev rushed in and hit Gerald Ford over the back of his head with his shoe. Remember that?
Mm-hmm.
Just wanted to bring that up. Anyway, I have in my right wrestling belt. I really need to get hands. A piece of incontrovertible evidence. All which right, will man, let's go prove to the that I'll never be interrupted.
Let's go to the next topic.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, seems I think it sounds.
Yeah.
The nation's boys, who are referred to by some as beastie, are fighting for the right to party. Do you side with the MCACLU and believe that they deserve their right to party, or do you feel that the nation's boys need to take an attitude and kick it?
Kick it! Anyway,
Oh, is that what that was?
Yeah, so, I don't know if you've, this reminds me a lot of this band I've heard of, but that doesn't matter right now. Now, not only do they deserve their right to party, they deserve their licenses to ill. Okay? Year-round, by the way. Enough with this ill-season business. Okay? Ill all the time. Ill every day.
Hello, nasty, Jeffrey. Grossly. More like, goodbye, nasty. I find your attitude to be as cold as brass monkeys, and I'm bringing them in off of the porch. I do not, Paul Revere,
you are
this
a
argument
brash monkey
at all. Thanks for stepping on my lines.
No problem.
I mean, party... Wait. Fight for your right to party? That's ridiculous. Personally, I'm more along the lines of the great Charles D., who has instructed us all to party for the right to fight. See, there's been a twist on it, didn't he?
Right, with right.
thing.
Right.
And they were label mates, but that still didn't stop them from having a heavy...
Right. Well, there's... Right. Well, Jimmy?
Yes, Jeffrey.
Oh, nothing. Anyway, check this out. Yes. These Beastie Boys will continue to fight for their right to party, and they will continue to fight, and they will not sleep, and you know what? They will not sleep until Brooklyn. Uh-huh. Now, here's a little story I got to tell. You're just trying to sabotage their party, their right to party. You know? They're not just going to party. They're also going to bullshit. There's a Biggie reference, technically, but let's not get into semantics. Now?
Nope.
Now. Later. Now.
Sherm is a hell of a drug.
Now, Will Smith, who you may remember saved us from aliens.
I do remember that.
He spoke out.
That was like July 5th or 6th in there?
I think it was, Flag Day?
Was he wearing black?
I don't think he was. I think that was a different time that he saved us from aliens.
He saved us from aliens a lot now.
Now that you mention it, though.
For a black man, he has saved the fucking world a lot. They usually don't let that happen.
Right.
It's a conspiracy.
He is royalty. He's
in the Illuminati.
A Fresh Prince.
Yeah, he was a Fresh Prince.
It was. That was really when he sold out, actually.
Yeah. In West Philadelphia, he was different.
He was born and raised there, you know.
Yeah.
You know where he spent most of his days?
Playground.
That's right.
Most kids in Philadelphia spend most of their time on the playground. Selling crack. And sure.
I feel like they left that part out of the intro music to the show for some reason.
We need to start hanging out in more West Philadelphian playgrounds, though.
Yeah, and we'll be up to no good. And we'll start making trouble in the neighborhood.
Yeah.
And you'll kick the next Fresh Prince ass. His son. Maybe his son. You can
just
catch
think
his son.
Fresh Prince the second?
You can catch his son.
Oh, man.
What an honor that would be.
I'm sure a lot of people would be happy for us to ruin
Prince
that show.
William also.
Right. Prince William the second.
Yeah?
Mm-hmm.
Now, here's a little story I got to tell. I like my women... No, I like my arguments like I like my sugar. With coffee and cream. Now, Jimmy, stop telling
me. It's almost like as if Jerry Marsh had come in for a second. Almost.
Almost.
Hey, San Diego.
People would never know that Jerry Marsh lives in a gang neighborhood.
Like, I did know that, actually.
I was scared when I went to go pick him up. Like, what the fuck did you move over here for? Why did you not tell me I was dropping you off at night? I don't usually get scared when I go to people's houses, but it was Jerry Marsh.
Mm. That's already kind of scary.
Yeah.
Yeah. Before I knew him, I pictured him living in a Nightmare on Elm Street house.
Sure. That
makes
sense.
Understandable, right?
Oh, absolutely.
So, living in a Nightmare on Elm Street house in the gang neighborhood totally fucked me up.
So, it's more like a Tales from the Hood sort of thing.
Tales from the Hood.
Right.
Tales from the Crips.
Starring Jerry Marsh.
Get it? Like Crypt Crip?
So please.
Leader of all gang members.
Oh, what if Jerry Marsh was the... That's a discussion for another time. Anyway. Now look. Are you looking?
I'm looking.
Okay. Well, Jimmy, don't you tell me to smile, okay? If you stick around, I'll make it worth your while, okay? The right to party is not only a human right, it's a universal right. It's intergalactic, planetary, intergalactic, planetary, intergalactic, planetary, intergalactic, planetary. Wait, am I talking to the right microphone? Is this mic C? Is it D? Jimmy, could you please distract them with rock and roll on mic A? Okay, add rock, MCA, and I'll be mic D. Mm. Me, mic D. I'm mic D, that's right.
What does the D stand for, actually? I've been meaning to ask you.
Dicks. What's your game, Kobe?
The D is not for diamond?
Oh, sure.
You didn't write that down on your discography of tags?
Nope.
Well, then I have here in my right hand a piece of incontrovertible evidence, which will once and for all...
All right, I'm going to say Jimmy's the winner.
Oh.
Wow.
Despite the fact that I said nothing for the last 20 minutes.
That's why you're the winner. See that?
You're sort of going...
It's like a Trojan horse.
It is. You are wearing nothing but a condom right now. That's mm-hmm. true. What's your game, Kobe? But just the same.
Just the same.
Just the same.
Just the same.
Just the B.
Dick Ninja.
Well then.
Well then.
Jimmy, yes. As the loser, I am to be subjected to one round
uh-huh.
of truth or dare. What okay. do you choose?
Oh, this is a tough question. I only have to answer it every other week.
Right. What am I to be subjected to?
I think you shall be subjected to a dare.
Really?
Yes. Dare? You don't think so? Or is that... Do you not think... Jeffrey, do you not think that that's... Go ahead, finish your water.
Oh, what's up? What's up? What's happening?
Do you not think dare is a good choice for this, truth or dare?
Oh, I mean, why wouldn't it be? I mean, I think it's...
Well, I don't know. I mean, that's... I'm
it's like every week, it's either truth or dare or truth.
Well, I'm only I'm working sensing with that, like, what I have.
Yeah, I feel like for some reason our options are limited when we give ourselves two options. I don't know what it is.
I'm also still feeling like this whispering to the mic bit doesn't work as well when we were recording in a place that has a decent setup.
It's true. We got to stop doing that.
Bobby, what do you think?
Yeah, Bobby, what's your take?
Nope, we get the big thumbs up, so
we're
all right.
Okay. He gave us a thumbs up.
He would know before we
were. What a lot of people don't know about Bobby, the listeners, is he's missing all of his other fingers. I think he was actually saying, fuck you.
Okay, that could be. That would make sense.
Yeah. Yeah.
Is this bitch Nancy Pelosi still my fucking leader? Is somebody going to let me know about this bitch or not?
Brenda, can you look... Brenda.
Jimmy. Brenda. Jimmy, I know you love doing this bit, but Brenda isn't real.
Will you... I'm trying to get a question answered.
There is no Brenda.
Fuck you, pay me.
Brenda.
Just Jimmy, look up. Jimmy, just Google Nancy.
Jimmy.
Oh, she is going to get it.
Jimmy.
You know who's better than that?
Who's that?
Siri.
Oh, Siri.
Jimmy, look up Nancy. Jimmy, Siri's not real. There is no Siri.
Look up Nancy.
Seriously.
You shut up. I'm trying to do a thing. Siri.
Jimmy just said you're not real.
Actually, that was Jeffrey.
Jeffrey.
Checking. Okay, I found this on the web.
What'd you find? Was it porn?
What did you
was
find?
It gay porn? What's your game, Kobe?
Hog Jimmy. This is Hog Jimmy.
Oh, you found my personal website.
Jimmy just said in his coldest fucking voice, it's some story, man. Jimmy, you're in a story.
Well, can you please tell it to us with a British accent?
Oh, no.
In the cadence of the Beastie Boys. Oh, this isn't good. All right. It's being shared around the room.
You don't want to see this.
No, don't I?
It's a dick, isn't it? It's got to be a dick.
No, you want to see dicks, I can tell.
What's your game, Kobe?
Oh, yeah, I was in the Dirty Dozen. You guys don't remember that?
See?
Hog Jimmy. Yeah, I was named after this biker.
You're named after his bike, actually, I think, right?
Yeah, Hog.
Right. And his bike was named after a pig.
Mm-hmm.
Which was named after a Sonny and Cher song. What's your game, Kobe?
How do you get Kobe from Sonny and Cher?
Babe.
Oh, I see.
Also the fact I'm listening to Sonny and Cher.
Are you?
Always.
You know what? Undoes.
You know what I always wanted to know?
It's Sonny Liston and Cher, right?
A steel tree while you're skiing.
I think that tree jumped out in front of him. I think there was... They covered up that investigation.
That tree's been there for years.
He was funded by the lumberjack lobbies.
He was getting... Sonny Bono was just getting way too powerful on Capitol Hill. I mean, he was going to make a serious run at president.
Oh, yeah.
And then somebody wanted to stop his progress. Somebody whose number was originally 8.
What?
All right. I think we've brought it around full circle.
Kobe.
Thank you.
Dick Ninja.
What's his game?
So you're going to do this truth or dare thing or what?
Oh, right. Truth or dare.
Dare.
What?
Truth or dare.
Oh. Well, when you put it that way.
Yeah.
Truth. Is it true Kobe's a dick ninja?
Oh. Well, I can't say that he is or isn't.
Okay, dare then, since you don't have the answer.
Okay.
Let's get you to do a dare.
Okay.
Yeah.
Am I still going to fuck Kobe? What's your game, Kobe?
I dare you, Jeffrey Berner.
Yeah?
Hey, man, I wouldn't play around like I want to fuck an NBA player like that. Because if they catch you and they fuck you, oh, some tall motherfuckers, man.
But what if nobody does find out? Just completely hypothetically speaking,
sure, what if only Michael listens to this?
I'm pretty sure NBA players listen to you guys.
You know what? He's got a point.
And it's if true. They We're catch
really
you,
popular.
Very, very
if
popular.
If they catch you somewhere, Jeff, they're going to fuck your ass.
That is a dangerous...
You just volunteered to be a groupie for NBA players. A man fan.
Mm-hmm. Well, you know. I love the game.
Mm-hmm.
I like that thing where they whistle and then they pass me back and forth.
Mm-hmm.
Could someone whistle that tune? Ah! Ooh! Hey! Oh! Ah! Ooh!
You are the worst whistler ever.
I don't disagree. I think that's entirely true. It's entirely accurate.
I'm not even any better. I just don't try.
No, yeah. You're right. I should be
a professional whistler.
I should not...
You should be a professional whistler, but it takes hours.
You're right. I just haven't been practicing enough.
But then with all the money and pussy you get for it.
That's also true. Yeah. It's worth it.
Professional whistlers probably have groupies.
Oh, tons. I should Unlike hope. Those NBA players who are just desperate for any me they can get. What's your game, Kobe?
Have I dared you yet?
I think you chose dare for me already.
Okay. I dare you.
Whoa.
Jeffrey Berner.
Whoa.
I dare you.
Ooh.
To follow your dreams.
Dare me to follow my dreams?
I dare you to follow your dreams.
Dare me to follow my dreams. Hey, Jamie.
Yes, Jeffrey.
Follow my dreams.
Yeah.
Well, I accept your dare, Jimmy Calloway.
Oh, I should hope so. It's in your contract.
And I guess I will have to quit this incredibly lucrative business in comedy podcasting.
I quote-unquote hate to see you go, but I love to watch you quote-unquote leave.
Did unquote really say that about me? Wow.
Bits are getting conversation.
Yeah. An organic podcast. I'll do that, and I guess I will have to leave my loving friends and family behind.
Yeah, that should be real difficult for you.
I have so many. Tons. I mean, you haven't met any of them.
No.
And none of them are online.
It seems kind of weird now that you mention it, that I haven't met any of them.
I've got so many, though. Oh, my God, there's so many.
Hmm.
Like a Desk, my good friend Desk.
Uh-huh.
And Hat.
Yes.
Oh, one of my best friends.
Jeffrey, are you just looking at things in the room and ripping off Anchorman?
No. There's this one guy I fucked named Jimmy.
What's the game called? I remember.
Hey.
Yes, Will.
Anchorman 2 sucks.
I don't disagree. We actually saw that together on a date.
And they didn't pick me for the movie.
Wait, are you trying to say I gave you a bad hand job to an Anchorman? What's your game, Kobe? I love this Kobe joke.
Anyway, I know, you really do.
I guess I will now have to...
You're going to get raped by Kobe next.
And then who will be laughing?
Then,
probably you.
Last laugh.
Yeah.
You or Kobe if you got raped by Kobe.
Well,
I think the thing is, the term rape implies there's no consent, but come on.
Big ninja.
He's not going to do any better. Am I wrong? I don't even mean that as a criticism. I mean
Kobe Bryant's pretty good.
That's not bad. That's top shelf.
Pretty good.
If you hadn't already made a Kobe beef joke, I would have done that. Yeah,
right? He probably got hurt.
Get some of that COVID beef.
Nah, you went ahead and did it anyway, did you?
Yeah, I did.
What's your game, Jeffrey?
Well, I used a different definition of the word beef.
Oh, okay. That makes it okay, then.
Yeah.
Mm.
Yeah.
Completely different joke.
Yeah. 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 Anyway, when he's not busy building lakes, as he is a Laker, I assume that's what that means.
No.
This shit is going to end up on TMZ.
I love Tims.
Go Tims!
Jeffrey Berner, fucked by Laker star Kobe Bryant.
There's no I in Tims.
That's it's a good thing the headline, they make sure they say Laker star so we know who Kobe Bryant is.
They obviously don't have to say him. Jeffrey Berner, explain who Jeffrey Berner was at all. Everyone knows that.
Everybody knows that.
I'm rich and famous, and I have a lot of friends and family.
So you were saying.
And I steal bits for Anchorman without thinking about it.
Mm-hmm.
Is that an Anchorman bit?
Oh, that's absolutely an Anchorman bit. Completely and utterly an Anchorman bit. Engineer Bobby agrees.
I love lamp.
Right. But it's not entirely an Anchorman bit, because in that case, it's not him.
You know what it entirely is a topic for off mic.
Hey, off mic? Hey, what's going on, man? Hey.
It's Mike Ula's less loved brother.
We have, Mike D, Mike A, Mike C, off mic.
White Mike.
White Mike.
White Mike.
White Mike.
Big fan of him.
Yeah. Like Mike. Mike and Ike. Anyway.
And open mic.
And open mic.
Never shuts up.
But he is into anything. What's your game, Kobe? What is your game? Anyway. Now that I've given up all of my many things that I have,
oh, we're back
I guess
this.
I will leave my huge house and fortune behind now.
Your fortune?
And clothes. And a lot of clothes.
Just going to go naked?
That aren't hand-me-downs.
Following your dreams entails that you're nude?
Oh, yeah.
That makes sense.
Yeah.
That makes perfect sense.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Anyway, and now I will pursue my dream.
Yes.
Of becoming a insurance salesman.
A insurance salesman, huh?
A insurance salesman.
I think the first thing you need to do in your new dream is buy yourself an indefinitive article that's correct for the, you know, the vowel sound, the beginning of the next word. That's all I'm saying.
I agree. Well, now I will look for a job as a insurance salesman. Hey, Jimmy.
Yes, Jeffrey.
Do you know any jobs as insurance salesman?
Yeah, actually, my company's hiring right now. Do you have a resume?
I have a resume. Will that do?
I'll tell you what. You pop some accent marks on there, and then we'll see what we can do.
Damn, this is a resume. Will this do?
All right. It's halfway there.
Okay. Okay?
Yes. And now I will go follow... Ow. I will follow my dream of this bit ending soon.
Okay.
Sherm is still a hell of a drug.
You see what I'm saying?
You're right. All right.
I've got a lot of drugs to do. What is it called again, Will?
Sure.
What did he say?
It's PCP.
It's PCP. And marijuana.
You ever have, like, the healthy kind, though, for breakfast? Wheat Sherm?
We sure. That shit must be horrible.
Oh, did I mention I pursued my dream as a Sherm salesman.
Oh, well now you're speaking my language.
Right. Would you like some Sherm?
I would.
Sure. You know what? I don't like this job.
Why?
I gave up everything.
But it's
I gave up everything. But it's your dream!
And now that you followed it, you're just going to turn your back on it?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Fair enough.
Yeah. Well, I guess now back to making my millions as a podcaster.
Yeah, here we are, spending all this money on drugs, etc. Basketball players.
Did I mention I'm addicted to etc.?
No, you hadn't mentioned that.
Yeah.
Priorities is fucked up, man.
It's true. I guess etc. should go ours. After a list of things.
This comedy shit, we could have been doing better in life.
You know, I want to say I agree, but I also want to say there's no possible way I could do any better.
No.
In life in general.
No.
You see what I'm saying?
You're doing the best you can right now.
And that's, yes, that's why I have this tie on, because I'm going to be hanging myself from this right after we're done.
I feel like somewhere we all made a horrible life decision that led us to this room right now.
What was yours, Will?
Oh, no. I never smoked Sherm, though.
No, okay. So we can rule that out.
I had kids with a fat bitch. That's what happened. That's fucked up my life.
There we go.
A fat bitch that wear cheetah print pants. Deceptive fat bitch. She's not even fast. In fact, public service announcement. If you're a fat girl that wears cheetah print or leopard print pants, that shit is inappropriate. And you should stop that shit. You fat bitch.
That'll be good for all our fat bitch listeners.
Well, we have tons of female listeners. More so than male listeners, yes. I would say. I mean, just a whole cadre of
so many female listeners.
Boy, it's legions.
It's not a Y chromosome.
Jeffrey and I can't even get to our cars after the recording because there's just women
groupies.
Everywhere.
Of course, they do think we're the Beatles, as I do with like Ringo Starr, Rocking Ringo Starr. It's a game conversation. But they usually think we're the Beatles. Because we're always crawling on dung. Just like Beatles.
Speaking of dung, I think it's about time to wrap up this episode.
This episode's dung?
Oh, I knew you were doing it. It was like I could see the punch coming. I could do nothing to stop it.
Yeah.
Was it the shit or was it dung?
It was dung.
Yeah. Can you guys mind keeping it down if they were trying to record a podcast?
Excuse me, crackheads. We're actually doing some constructive shit up here, man. Boy, you smoke your fucking teeth away and fuck up the podcast.
And now it is Shilacine.
Crack is worse than sure.
That's right.
That's true.
Only a couple things worse than sure. Crack. Is one of them.
What's true. One time somebody tried selling me some crack. I was like, no, I'm not buying. This is damaged. Look, it's cracked.
It's cracked. Why would you buy something that's cracked?
Right?
It comes fucked up.
You broke it. You bought it. I didn't break it.
Man. This shit is pathetic.
I could not agree more.
Right.
My glasses keep hitting...
I've seen. Many times.
...peepopper in front of the microphone.
Yes.
I appreciate you guys not having no fucking face aids on the microphone when I came in.
You're very welcome. Like, we weren't even, because as you realize, we thought we were picking up Russell Brock or Jeffrey did.
Yeah.
But I still, just on the off chance that you ended up here, personally saw to it that all face aids are removed from the microphones.
I appreciate that shit, man.
We appreciate you moderating. Would you like to be permanent moderator, Will?
Are you guys going to get an AC in here?
Absolutely.
Adam
and Connie will be here every episode,
Adam.
Walking in while we're in the middle of recording.
Adam, Connie.
Yeah.
AC. Also, that guy from Saved by the Bell.
Not exactly.
He's kind of blackish.
he
looks black, but he talks in the voice that black people only use when they talking to the police. That guy. Are we talking about? I was just talking
he's a big Sting fan.
Sting. He thinks the words, but they just don't come out no good.
Yeah, they don't come out no good. I've heard that a few times.
What?
At the end of podcasts?
I just said it.
When?
Just now.
Said what?
I think the words, they don't come out no good.
Oh, well, you should work on that.
You think I should?
Yeah.
I think the words, but they don't come out very well.
There it is.
Yeah.
All right, I get it.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well. Speaking of pointing and yelling.
You, doctor. Thanks for listening, guys.
Thanks, guys. Seriously.
Hey, guys.
Hey, seriously.
Thanks, all of you, Mike Ula.
Hey, Mike.
All by
we really appreciate it, man.
We really do, Michael.
We're very happy to have you listening. And we try to market towards the Mike Ula demographic.
Jeffrey, get those face aids off that microphone. I specifically clean those off.
I'm sorry.
Good God.
Big ninja. Always spreading the face aids all over microphones nationwide.
Nationwide, goodness.
Look, I go microphone to microphone, put my face on him. On different.
Yeah.
Anywho.
Anyways.
You're different. 2 Chainz?
I am different.
Yeah.
2 Chainz.
I've got it. 2 Chainz.
Yeah.
2 Chainz?
Gesundheit.
Thank you. Take a seat on my favorite chain. It's a funny sketch I just referenced. Anyway.
Inside baseball.
Oh, you guys should look up. Kids in the... Anyway.
This scene was written in haste.
This scene was written in haste by...
The Kids in the Hall.
Kids in the Hall.
There's a plug in there. Speaking of which, do you have the plugs for Wilder?
Either? I do.
Okay, good. Well, then let's wrap this up.
Lettuce. I got some lettuce here. Do you want it?
No.
He said lettuce wrap, too. I knew that was a setup.
And nothing gets by this one. Let me tell you what. All right. Okay. We're wrapping up our 26th episode. Are you 26th. Kidding? 26th. This is ridiculous.
I can't believe they haven't shut this shit down.
Well, they tried.
Oh, boy, have they tried.
Kobe Bryant's many lawyers.
Right. Apparently, that's his game. Apparently, that's his game.
Also, basketball's his game. Do you know he plays basketball?
No, he doesn't.
If it were not for a TMZ article, I would not know.
He's hurt every year.
Well, it's probably the rape charges. Probably hurt his feelings. Yeah.
Like, imagine what he got away with.
It's as though he's living like a king.
It's a conspiracy.
Or a prince of sorts.
What condition prince would you say? Like, what kind of condition is he in generally in his day to day?
Raw.
Oh, he's raw.
Raw.
Oh, okay. Fair enough.
Okay.
Let's go.
Okay. So thanks for listening, guys.
Hey, thanks.
Thank you.
And thanks to our new permanent moderator, Will Fuck You Pay Me.
Thank you, Will Fuck
thanks,
You Pay
Will.
Me.
Thanks, Will.
We look forward to having you on next week.
Yeah, it'll be great.
Yeah.
And the week after, and the week after, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera.
Forever and ever and ever.
Ba-da, ba-da, ba-da.
It'll be a
infinity.
Wonderful purgatory of a time.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Groundhog Day. Over and over and over.
Ground Jimmy Hog.
Right? Groundhog Jimmy Day.
Jimmy.
And?
Anyway, and as always, here's a little story I'd like to tell.
Hi, this is your permanent moderator, Will Fuck You Pay Me, speaking on behalf of If I'm Louder, I'm Right staff, If I'm Louder, I'm Right's associated partners, and the If I'm Louder, I'm Right conglomerates and subsidiaries. And we would all sincerely like to thank Hattie Fever for writing the If I'm Louder, I'm Right theme music. Please visit our podcast online at pointandyield.com/podcast to check out If I'm Louder, I'm Right, and to check out other podcasts such as, but not limited to, The Degenerates, Everything Fine with Dallas and Travis, This Week in Zoltan, That Sounds Gay, No Offense, Comics Talk Comedy with Jeff and Jesse, also some other shit. Also, please like Point and Yell on Facebook, even if it goes against everything you've ever believed in life. Also, please go to iTunes and subscribe to and comment on If I'm Louder, I'm Right. Basically, I have fun with you guys, but it's hot as fuck in this bitch. Thanks for listening. This is Will F you fucking pay me, you motherfuckers. I'll be back next week with Jeffrey Berner, likes taking dicks by NBA players, and Jimmy Calloway almost got us kidnapped by a little Asian lady who didn't know what the fuck she was doing, to bring you yet another episode of this mediocre bullshit. Is that a knife?
This has been a Point and Yell production.
Yeah, I think the words, but sometimes they don't come out of my mouth.
Production. This has been a good 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 production. This has been a 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 production.
Yeah, I think the words, but sometimes they don't come out of my mouth no good.